This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Count it down, folks. We only have 2 weeks until Election Day. 2 weeks until Election Day. Oh, my gosh. Before the end of the program, we'll give you your top 15 most important issues between now and Election Day. I've already revealed the top five. I gave you the good stuff. I have 10 more to go. We'll do that before the end of the program. We're going to talk in a moment with Shannon Roars Jones. Shannon is a state legislator. She's also part of the Roars of a family of great builders and an attorney. And I want to talk with her a little bit about Measure One, because I heard she's really got into the details of Measure One. We get a lot of calls. It's on the top five list. So we're going to talk about that. Also, in a few minutes here, we'll talk with two veterans, Dick Wallstedt and Mike Haugen. Mike Haugen is a possibility. He had to finish up doing some work in the field. But Dick Wallstedt will be here for sure, and possibly Mike Haugen. We're going to talk a little bit about vets and this election and, you know, candidates and who's for who. Brian Kilmeade on his book, Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson, and did you remember the Donald Trump Andrew Jackson story? He's going to tell it. It's really good. There's a connection there. He's written a book about Andrew Jackson and really brings him to life with a great bit of history, but we'll also talk some things that are in the news, too, more on the caravan and the Saudi Arabia deal and everything else. We always want to know what's on your mind, though, at 800-228-0550. Don and Steele has been waiting to weigh in for a while there. Speaking of veterans, they have a great memorial to veterans right in the middle of town there, that park. I've taken a little detour a few times there to remember some great vets. So, Don, how are you doing?
Good. Measure Wonderful. Four.
Measure four you want to talk about, okay.
Virtually, in 10, 15 years, we could have half the population of the state as volunteers. There's no sunset clause. We can volunteer for the fire department, get our license, and if you want to quit, you quit. You still get your license plate.
Yeah, good point, Don. You're just saying that's the great unknown. You vote yes on that, you could be committing a lot of future tax dollars.
Right. We could have a vast, we need volunteers, yes, but we could have a lot of volunteers and never do any volunteering.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Do you remember a Clappy from Steele that was a vet?
I do.
What was his first name?
Mr. Russell Clappy.
Russ Clappy. He was quite the character.
Russ and I served as co-chairman when we put up the Veterans Wall at Dawson. The Legion Post of Dawson sponsored that, and we were co-chairman putting that up.
Not seen that in Dawson. So you got a nice memorial in Steele and also one in Dawson.
Right.
That's fantastic. Now, Russ passed away a couple years ago, I believe, right?
He did, yes.
Yeah. I was on an honor flight with him, and he was a character. I mean, I remember he was cracking Kevin Cramer and I up something fierce on that flight. He was had a great sense of humor and really. And wasn't his brother Tom like served in one of the administrations? I forget whose, but cabinet member a few years ago. Really interesting. Hey Don, thanks for calling. I appreciate the info on Measure Four. Thank you.
Like a previous caller called us veterans, if we want a veterans designation, we buy it. So.
Yeah, good point. That's a good point. Appreciate you.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, sir. Appreciate it. And by the way, there's a lot of folks like Don that are doing good research like that are pulling things out. I would have not thought of that. You know, you get to the point where there's volunteers and they balloon in the number. He's got a very good point. Call us. Let us know. Share your wisdom. We'd love it if you do it. I'm going to get Leah in here really quick, and then I have to go to our next guest. Go ahead, Leah from Williston. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I think it's an important thing that nobody's really talked about. That letter with Heidi Heitkamp and all the list of names. She claims she got those names from private sector. Well, I found it
Hey, Leah, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold. We do not have a good connection with you, so I can't really hear. But I'm going to get Daniel to get your number, and we'll call you back when we get the next free moment after the Ryan Kilmeade interview here. We'll get that in. I think what you're saying is, this story is being buried now over the victims of Heidi Heitkamp's quest for power. The political power was more important than the personal pain of individuals that have had a sexual assault. And so they threw this letter together, and we've got some apologies, but otherwise it's gone quiet, gone completely quiet. And, I see the NRSC has come out and said, there's a cover up even going on here. I don't know what's going on there. So, anyway, we'll appreciate you, calling, and we'll get back to you. Daniel, if you'd get her number, that'd be fantastic. And then we'll call her. Shannon Roars Jones is here. Shannon is a member of the North Dakota State Legislature. 2 years? You've served right here in the first half of your term, right, Shannon?
That's correct. Yeah, I was elected in 2016.
And widely regarded as a great addition last session to the Republican caucus and doing good work. And what do you sense out there in the way of North Dakotans' view of the Republican majority in the legislature? In the middle of this debate, where some Democrats are saying some not so nice things, what are you hearing?
You know, I think that we always hear about the supermajority and the fact that the legislature as a whole is unresponsive or maybe out of touch. But whenever you talk to people about specific legislators, I think people feel. Pretty positively about their own personal legislators and the work that they're doing. So, I think it's one of those politics and politicians in general are bad, but my politician is okay.
Yeah, you see that a lot for sure. I understand you've really dug into the details of Measure One. One of the reasons I want to talk to you, it's a huge issue for a lot of our listeners. What do you think people should know about it?
Well, there's a lot of things. I have, because I'm not running for re-election this year, which is a really nice place to be, I have spent a lot of time just trying to talk to people and educate people about the measures. I have opinions about all of the measures, but because you're asking me today about Measure One, I think this is the worst of the bunch. My main concern about it, which I think everyone should recognize the significance, is it's a constitutional measure, which is difficult in itself to change if there's any problems with it in the future. But not only is this one a constitutional measure, but the last line of the measure says that any portion of this measure that conflicts with any other portion of the North Dakota Constitution, that this measure supersedes any other conflicting language in the Constitution. So this would be the supreme law of North Dakota above anything else that we have established.
And we shouldn't do that without really thinking it through, right? We're altering the Constitution. I understand the text is even almost as long as the actual Constitution itself to change it. But when that happens, your hands are tied as a legislator and others to fix anything. It's there. And given the language of this thing, and all the peril that awaits an average everyday citizen that wants to talk to a legislator, it's a mess, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, the proponents of this measure like to point out that the measure itself says that the legislature shall do this and the legislature shall do this, and that they're really putting the power back in the hands of the legislature. But that's not the way it will work in practical implementation, because this measure itself creates a 5-member board who will be appointed by the governor, the Senate Majority Leader, the Senate Minority Leader. And essentially, they're going to have the right to create their own rules. The proponents will tell you that, well, the legislature will have the right to make the rules, or the legislature will have the right to approve their rules. But that's with the superseding clause. They don't have to come to the legislature for anything. They're going to have basically free rein to control their own destiny and create whatever the 5 of them think is ethical in North Dakota. And that's another concern is, what is ethics to one person might be very different to another person. It's a very subjective thing. The measure also creates then a confidential whistleblower hotline. So any person who feels like an elected person, and it doesn't have to be a legislator. It could be a statewide official. It could be you know, a county commissioner, any elected person who they feel has violated some form of ethics. And it doesn't have to be a law. It can be whatever they feel is unethical. Can call in anonymously, make a complaint, and then the board has to investigate that claim and determine if a violation occurred. And what happens then if they decide a violation has occurred? They're setting their own rules. So they're going to determine what the punishment is, if anything. And then beyond that, the measure itself also creates a citizen right of action. So it says any taxpayer of North Dakota who feels that the Ethics Commission isn't doing their job has the right to sue the state of North Dakota to make sure that the Ethics Commission is doing their job. And so we're creating then a constitutional right by any taxpayer to sue the state of North Dakota to compel the Ethics Commission to investigate someone that they feel should be investigated or to act, even if the Ethics Commission...
Oh, my gosh.
There's not a...
I want to know what's on your mind.
And not to mention, we already have all of these protections in place. We're going to have you back and do this in greater detail. Thank you, Shannon.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. Palmer amaranth was identified for the first time in North Dakota in McIntosh County in August. Palmer amaranth is a native to the southwestern U.S. but was accidentally introduced to other areas and has devastated crops in the south and Midwest. It is a prolific seed producer that can emerge throughout the growing season. It grows rapidly at 2 to 3 inches per day in optimum conditions and is prone to herbicide resistance and multiple modes of action. Early detection is the key to effectively eradicate or manage this weed. Farmers are urged to work with local weed officers, extension agents, and other experts to identify and report suspect plants. Palmer amaranth may spread through multiple channels, including contaminated seed mixes, equipment movement, animal feed and bedding, and wild birds.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, royalty owners, listen up here. Mark your calendars, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, the 6th Annual Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention. It's brought to you by the National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota Chapter. It's just $125 for non-members, $100 for members, spouses, only $50 with an early bird rate. Hotel rates at the Ramcota, just $99 for the group rate. But hurry, these rates won't last long. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Sessions on recent North Dakota mineral ownership issues, understanding income and expense on the royalty statements. And new this year, the Mineral Management 101 class, free to the public Thursday morning before the start of the convention. Pre-registration is required. Mark your calendars June 28th and 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557 online at narrow-us.org. Hurry for early bird rates.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I would never suggest you do something different than listen to the radio. Would I, Todd? I'd get the buzzer probably if I did that to say, hey, don't listen to the radio right now, but do this instead. Would that be good for the, yeah, that'd be, the buzzer would be for sure 100% in there. So I will tell you later on my Facebook page, and I bet Todd will share this too. You might want to check out
That's a good thing? Okay, yes, later. Later, later is good. Yeah, buzzer bad. Bell good.
Todd turned into Harpo Marx?
Yeah, I think so. Exactly right. He's a mime now. He's using the that'll give us his yes and no's. Anyway, Congressman Kevin Cramer was successful in getting a bill through Congress that renamed the USDA Ag Research Center, the Edward T. Schaefer Agriculture Research Center. And there's a little ceremony going on out at NDSU today. Congressman Cramer, Senator Hovind are there. Senator Heitkamp is busy hanging out with a guy that got fired by Obama. You know you're bad when you get fired by Obama. As somebody's incompetent as Obama says, you're not competent, you're really, so anyway, she's trying to shore up her numbers with veterans and crisscrossing the state with him. Ironically, now this is a rumor. I'm going to tell you this is a rumor ahead of time. Okay, 100% this is a rumor. But it's a rumor I've heard a lot of times in Washington, D.C. He has a Me Too problem, Chuck Hagel, way back in his days. Rumor, but I'm saying that wouldn't, if that all came to be, given Heidi Heitkamp's problem with, how she's treated those folks, yeah, wouldn't be good. I'm just saying. So anyway, she's not there, not able to be there. But this is a neat deal, a really neat deal. If you want to check it out after the show, right, Todd? After the show, then you would simply go to the Facebook page and check all that out. So, all right, very good. All right, speaking of veterans, we have two good ones here. By golly, we have two of the best of the best. Dick Wallstead, who's with us in studio, and we always like that. Nice to see you, Dick. How are you?
Good to see you, Scott. I'm doing okay.
Whether we're talking about, what's going on at the Fargo hooligan headquarters, or whether we're talking about, the air show, there's always something we can talk to Dick Wallstead about today. We're just talking about your time as a veteran and how that impacts your decisions in the upcoming election. So.
Well, you can also talk about the Fargo Air Show. We just gave away another $100,000. Brings our total to something over $600,000. So great committee of people, but another topic.
You got to raise that money so you can keep these air shows going.
Absolutely. Right? And Thunderbirds next year, so going to be two in a row.
And we pulled a colleague of yours off the combine to chat with us for a little bit here today. General Mike Haugen is on the phone with us. General, how are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So you're actually still in the cab of the combine, or did you take a break?
No, I'm just sitting in a pickup instead. But I tell you what, it's for an old fighter pilot to sit there with a joystick and the technology, and it's painted green. It's not camouflage, but it's painted green, and it's not quite as fast, but it weighs about the same as an F-4.
Do you have a Happy Hooligan sticker on it yet?
Well, yeah, it's owned by a Happy Hooligan, so yeah.
There you go. Well, that's beautiful. that's beautiful.
And your guidance system on that thing is about the equivalent of an F-4, isn't it?
Yeah. No
oh
kidding.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's better. It's better. It's down to 1-inch steering. The hardest part for an old guy is to just leave the steering wheel alone. And I'll let it go.
No kidding. So let's talk a little bit about issues for vets. You guys are both obviously veterans. You're seeing a lot of activity in this Senate race, claiming one person's for vets and another is for vets. And so I wanted to ask a couple of vets, what's fact and what's fiction? Dick, how about you? Where are you at on this race?
Well, first of all, I should correct things. Yes, I'm a veteran. I fought the Battle of Fort Riley, Kansas, back in 1961 during the Berlin Crisis. And nothing like Mike Haugen. I has finished my career as a specialist fifth-class cook. And Mike ended up with two stars on his shoulder, so he's got a lot of seniority. But I think I was in the service before he was. So anyway, that's my background. I served in the North Dakota National Guard and was part of that call up in 1961. So that's my background. But the other part is too, Scott. I served as the chairman for the state of North Dakota with the Employer Supported Guard and Reserve. You participated in one of what we call boss lifts years ago, where we were able to take a plane load of 30, 40 North Dakota people, go to various sites around the country, show them what the military does, and we'd go to naval bases, Air Force bases, and I think When you were with us, we went to Washington, D.C. and toured the monuments and, laid the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier one day.
We did. Kenny Towers from the Italian Moon was along. I think I was trying to get some free pizza out of the deal, too.
That's right. He was part of the deal.
But I did enjoy that trip a great deal. Learned a lot, and it was fun. Who's getting it done for you? I mean, you got Congressman Kevin Cramer. You got Senator Heidi Heitkamp. So you can compare. They're both serving. Who gets your vote?
Well, absolutely Kevin Cramer. And I was just delighted to see President Trump turn our military budget around. You know, we dropped from $700 billion to $300 billion, and I spend my winters in Coronado, California, next to the Navy SEAL training base, and a harbor full of naval ships, most of which sat in port for the last several years. But just delighted to see the turnaround in defense spending and the increase in the budget and taking care of all these marvelous young people that are serving in the military and providing them with a living and a career that can support a family.
Mike, how about you? How would you answer that question?
Well, obviously, I think both Kevin and Heidi claim that they support our military. And Kevin has proved it a lot with trips that he's taken, with visits he's made, and with votes that he's cast for increased military spending, increased salaries for military members. And Heidi will say that, but here's my issue. She always votes with the Democrats and votes like New York. And so does not always side with the broad military perspective, but with more social programs versus the military. And, of course, provide for the common defense is the number one issue for our federal government.
Yeah, pretty darn important. There's no doubt about that. Do you feel, Mike, that the military, like Dick mentioned, is now getting the due respect from the budget standpoint and can build back?
Yes, I think it is. You know, we were for years suffered under Bill Clinton's reductions, and then we faced it again under Obama. And now it seems like, well, we have to go so far the other way to get us to a manageable, decent budget that it appears like Trump is overspending. Well, he's not. He's just trying to make up for 8 years of lost budget. And that's the same thing we had to do after Clinton was in. If they would just spend a significant amount, a standard amount, and let the military predict, versus the continuing resolutions and the like, it would be much better. And of course, Kevin is only one member in the House, but he's voted the right way. And I think he'll do the same in the
Serving
Senate.
The Northern
and he also is a great supporter for our veterans.
Back to more of
and a few honor flights. Gentlemen, well said. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for your service. God bless
Did
you.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP Windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speed Rower SP Windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Stark, Wells, and Bottineau counties in North Dakota, and an extensive lumberyard retirement liquidation auction in Manoman, Minnesota on October 23rd at 9 a.m. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bad day on the street, at least so far, as the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by as much as 500 points since the opening bell. The NASDAQ down over 140. Outside the White House, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says this isn't anything new and it's tied to the upcoming midterm elections.
The so-called correction, and I've said before, as you know, these things come and go. That correction has to overcome the uncertainty about this election.
The president of Turkey says Saudi Arabia planned the murder of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi shortly before he was killed on October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish president says the suspects should be tried there. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Call time that came in during the break from that vet. That was so sweet. It was kind of neat.
Hi, Scott. This is Larry on the road, and I'm just calling in because I was listening to the show and listening to the two vets, and the one was talking about Coronado Island. Well, brought back a few memories because that's where I was when I was in the Navy. I was stationed on USS Constellation, so just thought I'd call in and because it brought back a few memories. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate that call very much. Fantastic. Love getting those calls. Had a call, too, from someone said, love the information from Shannon Roars-Jones on measure number one. You know, the thing is, all that takes is a little bit of investigation, and you get to the truth. It's a shady measure. It's deceitful. It's designed to do things that's not purporting to do. Who doesn't want to rot out... root out corruption. Of course we do. Of course we all do. You know, but these people threw it together. They pay a bunch of money, like six figures from Massachusetts and California, and say, yeah, there we go. We love this. Come up the works in these Republican states. Screw them up. You know, get an unaccountable layer of government in there to cost the state a bunch of money. And most importantly, override the Constitution. So we're not going to let out-of-state special interests change that. And I agree 100%. That fine listener. We're also, by the way, brought to you today on What's on Your Mind by the good folks at Lazy J Ranch. Do you have the beef yet? You got your freezer stocked for the winter? Well, this is some grass-finished beef, meaning this beef has eaten nothing but grass. What does that mean for you? Two things. One, the taste. Everybody really acknowledges there's a very unique and good taste to grass-finished beef. But another one, and this is somewhat in dispute, I guess, because all beef is great, right? We're not saying one beef is better than the other, but there is a few extra omega-3 oils in grass-finished beef, which is very beneficial for nerve coating, so that's important. And a lot of these steer are heading out now. We have a few left, so call and get your name on one of them, and then they'll arrange to bring them with the others to a butcher shop near you. We'll get this all done. 605-524-3472 and on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch. 605-524-3472. Sylvester and the crew there
out of Morristown, South Dakota, doing some great work. Thrilled to hear that folks are taking him up on a wonderful offer. So Brian Kilmeade is here, and then we're going to announce our top 15 list. We have 10 more to go on the priorities now until Election Day, 2 weeks away. Brian has written a book called Andrew Jackson, and specifically talks about the miracle of New Orleans and the battle that shaped America's destiny. I learned a lot that I didn't know from this book. It's out now in paperback, so you get a copy in paperback as well. But you probably know Brian more for his service as a trio, I guess, on the Fox and Friends anchor desk and couch, right? So that's the area is known most, and does an amazing job. I mean, it is the morning show, no doubt about that. Fox and Friends. And our friend Brian Kilmeade, welcome back.
You're good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to be back. So we talked when your book was in hardcover. It's now available for a slightly lower price in paperback. And it's called Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. I learned a lot about that battle because of your book. But since you wrote the hard copy, you know, Andrew Jackson's legacy has been, getting trashed. What do you make of this?
Fascinating, right? You do a history book and you think, well, I just got to get people interested and let them know how it relates to the news. But then the news came to the book. And that's what it did in the afterward. Because people love or hate Donald Trump, there's no in between. And when Donald Trump put Andrew Jackson's portrait in the Oval Office, remember, I was working on that book when he didn't even declare as president. And then when he saw the similarities and people talked about the similarities between the two men, and there's some different. But a lot of similarities. Then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's weighing in on it, and they end up defiling his grave for the first time since his death at the Hermitage in Nashville, Tennessee. And then all of a sudden, people start weighing in that I didn't like him, and let's get him off the 20, and it became news again. And what I tried to do is not what John Meacham did with the American Lion. I wanted to just grab this one moment in his military career when he was 41 years old, self-trained military genius, according to Teddy Roosevelt, and rallied his men 3.5 weeks to defeat the number one fighting force in the world, and that was the British. And it really stopped. We haven't been invaded since. And I didn't think that we learned the right thing in school. They told us in school we didn't have to fight that battle because the treaty has been signed. So I wanted to bring that forward. That's my goal, to find these areas of our history that don't get enough attention outside New Orleans. And I did that, I thought. And now people are bringing me into this conversation on his stance on American Indians, and no one can ever excuse slavery, but it was something in the world at that time, sadly, was commonplace. So they want to minimize his impact. You can't. So I put in the afterwards, Scott. I put in the afterward with Reagan, FDR, Teddy Roosevelt, Lincoln, and Truman thought. So it's not my opinion, it's not your opinion, it's not Donald Trump's opinion. These other great Americans from both parties thought Jackson made an impact, and they could learn from him. So why can't I tell you what made him the most famous man in America at the time?
It's weird. This analogy I have is going to seem a little strange, but there is some Trump parallels. And one is, obviously, as you say about Jackson, you can't, any way you look at it, you can't, you know, his legacy is what it is, right? You can't dispute it, okay? It's a big deal. You write about it in the book. It just is what it is. Yet he's hated for these other things. It's Trump-like, in my mind, in this way, in that you can't dispute the economy right now, right? If you just go through the fundamentals, the basics of the economy, jobs, wages, you know, all the numbers, the amount of investment happening, all that, you say, well, that's an accomplishment of the Trump administration. Yet people hate him so much, they're not going to admit the obvious, right?
Yeah, I mean, his approval went up to 47%, and I can't believe it, with 92% of the stories being negative, with him doing idiot things like saying Stormy Daniels has a horse face, which is inexcusable. Even having done that, his approval rating is rocketing up. And it just goes to show you is that people are looking at actions more than words. Nobody was smoother or more charismatic than President Obama. I think better than even Bill Clinton. But in terms of effectiveness, please tell me what he got done that was reaching across party lines. Please tell me how he used his power of persuasion to get policy passed. Most of the stuff he did with executive orders, his one major policy accomplishment, was a mess, and that's Obamacare.
You mentioned the horse face comment, and it's one of those that you certainly, even as a Trump fan, cringe a little bit at and go, oh, my gosh. But I have a theory on this, that there's so much noise from the opposition of Donald Trump, and the Trump haters, the just constant, you know, the barrage of things that you get, that when he does legitimately step in it a little bit, and that would be one example I would agree with you on, it's sort of not even really heard because there's so much other noise. What do you think of that?
You know, I got to study this era. We got to get out of this era and look back and then see who's next and see what's uniquely Donald Trump and then what has changed forever. But for the most part, Donald Trump has been doing everything he said he would. He is a very strong communicator. He is somebody that bonds with people outside New York, Washington, and Los Angeles and Chicago like nobody else has ever done. He's given Republicans a pathway to win over the blue-collar worker and the union worker, and they thought they had it down. They didn't. Mitt Romney, John McCain, Bob Dole could not do it. George Bush 41 couldn't do it a second time. Bush 43 did it twice, but they were losing. They said they're never going to get the Hispanic vote again, and they're never going to get the blue-collar vote again, and they're never going to get the union vote again. And they're getting more Hispanic voters. They're getting the blue-collar vote. What they got to do if you're President Trump is find a way to win over the female vote, who, in many cases, who are not dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, don't like the approach. So if Donald Trump can mellow that a little bit, he might be a force that nobody can stop in 2020.
Yeah, and I also think, and you can think this one is stupid too, and kind of goofy with my theories today, I also think that people are so worried about the direction of the country, they're going to cut Donald Trump a lot of slack. And you know, if he's, you know, a little off the rails one day with a tweet or, you know, slamming somebody, whatever.
They do.
You know, they do, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, yeah. And
there's no question that. And I just did like four appearances in 4 days. And nobody wants to acknowledge anything he did wrong. If they're Trump supporters, they won't even say the horse face comment was wrong. And everybody knows making fun of anybody's appearance, whether you're 8 or 80, has nothing to do with who they are as a person. And if you do it, it's got to be a fit of temper or rage, but he's tweeting it out and he's got millions of staffers to screen it out. Why have an unforced error?
Yeah, very true. I want to ask you about this Saudi Arabia story with the journalist. And the amount of coverage this is getting is just mind-boggling to me. For instance, compared to Benghazi. Right? I mean, there were four Americans that were killed there, and this was a bad situation overseas, some parallels there. Why is this getting the coverage that it's giving? Why is no balance to it? It's all bad. We, you know, everything they say is a lie, and we're covering for them, and I mean, it just seems like pile-on factor. What's going on here?
Well, I don't know yet, but when Turkey looks like the good guy, and they have all the information, they're letting it go little by little, I'm thinking, look out. There might be something more than meets the eye. What does Turkey want? What does Iran want? They want to make sure our relationship with Saudi Arabia falls apart. What does this do? Puts a lot of cross-political pressure on the president to back off. But to break up would be a mess. How would this 33-year-old who went to college in America would think that that policy would fly in America is beyond me. But you bring up a good point, Scott. Why are you so outraged? You're more outraged at Saudi Arabia now than you were after it was discovered that most of the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. You're more upset now than it was discovered that these madrasas produced what made Osama bin Laden crazy and radical. And those madrasas that gave us this high-level Sunni Muslim philosophy. So I'm wondering what's going on, but I will say this. That this operation was so Keystone Cops and so brutal, I can't get past it. But I also wonder why everyone is so focused on it. And why it is? Because they think that Donald Trump, if you looked at the first ally he got in the region, he chose to go to Saudi Arabia. They saw Jared Kushner has very good relations with the 33-year-old Saudi Arabia leader. And they saw vulnerability, political vulnerability. But I do see outrage with Bob Corker and Lindsey Graham, because they want to bat for the crown prince, and they have not effectively explained themselves since. You can't tell me they didn't know about it. And how they thought they were going to get away with it is beyond me.
Well, I also think there should be some recognition that they are, you know, like in everything in foreign policy, there's good and bad in who your, you know, your partners are. And in this case, they do help us a lot with a very bad actor in Iran. So it's sort of the lesser of two evils in that regard, that if we follow the lead of some of these people that are just piling on for political benefit, you know, we'll be in some significant trouble in keeping her more with Brian Kilmeade when we come back at 1:20.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Stark, Wells, and Bottineau counties in North Dakota, and an extensive lumberyard retirement liquidation auction in Manoman, Minnesota on October 23rd at 9 a.m. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm looking at my calendar and I'm looking at NDSC.org, North Dakota Safety Council's website. Because trying to find some dates that are going to work, I promise to do this, and I'm hoping you're going to join me, too, for the CPR, AED, and first aid training. You up for this? I think we should do this. I think this will be life-changing, to be able to have that peace of mind knowing, what if that happens? Well, we can do it. We're there. We're on it. And looking ahead, some other courses, so the CPR, AED, first aid training, Bismarck November 17th, Minot November 15th, defensive driving, Bismarck November 12th, Fargo November 13th, and then the suspended worker rescue in Bismarck November 12th to 13th. There's just a few that are coming up. And did you know that Workforce Safety and Insurance has an online learning management system, too? It's available to all employers, 450 safety courses. Call WSI, check out workforcesafety.com for more information. To sign up for these courses, there's a lot of them here. I mentioned a few of them coming up in mid-November, ndsc.org. Stay safe together. Safety Minute on What's on Your Mind. All right, more of our conversation with Brian Kilmeade. I was just asking him before the break, to explain to me why there isn't a better example of the balance in the coverage. In other words, there's this mob mentality that says, oh, cut off Saudi Arabia, be done with them, sanction them, no, we're going to sell them anything in arms or anything else. And to know what they do, the alliance that they do with us is very, very important. So I'm just venting a little bit that there doesn't seem to be any nuance in the reporting at all and whether or not he agreed with me on this alliance being important.
Can't walk away from the alliance. No one. General McChrystal was just in here, not a fan of the president, so you cannot walk away from the alliance. We had Dr. Kanta Ahmed on Monday's show, and she is a Muslim scholar who grew up in Saudi Arabia and said there's something really odd here because this is one of the stupidest, let alone brutal moves ever. It makes me think that the crown prince didn't know about it and thinks that Turkey might be on some level behind it, and they certainly were prepared to tape it. So who tipped them off on this operation? So there's a few more chapters and nuances to this, but no question the fact that if Donald Trump was ambivalent to Saudi Arabia as he is, let's say, with Jordan, I don't think it would have been as big a deal for Democrats.
Last question for you. What do you anticipate 15 days away after this election that Washington, D.C. is going to look at? What look like? What they've been covering all this all these last many, many months leading up to this? What do you think we're in store for?
Well, I mean, I don't know when the next caravan or Kavanaugh is coming. I mean, who would have predicted that? If you tell me 25 days ago, who would have predicted that this Kavanaugh thing, that everyone looked like it was going to make the Republicans look mean to women, turns out it made Democrats look petty and ridiculous. Who would think that this caravan coming up from the South, heading for our border, people that say that, the Republicans are going to look bad on this, not really when it turns out there were two laws in 2000 and 2008 that allowed Central and South Americans to get in here by just claiming some one of five terms that they are refugee and fearing for their lives. So this could boomerang on Democrats. I would say that the Senate, on Labor Day, if we talk, Scott, the Senate was in jeopardy and the House was gone. Now the Senate seems secured and the House is in play. So I'll give you, that's as much as I'm willing to say.
Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends, a really good guy, by the way. We've had the pleasure of having our listeners out there a few times for our trips to New York City, and he's always so gracious and nice and signs autographs, takes pictures, and not even the slightest bit of irritant. You know, sometimes when you get to that level, you're, I don't know. You get a big head, right? You get a big ego, and he never really has. So it's been pretty amazing. I like the guy. And does a great job on Fox and Friends, no doubt about it. Brian Kilmeade, and the book is Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, The Battle That Shaped America's Destiny. I don't think anything's an accident right now. I don't think caravan's an accident. I don't think the reaction to Saudi Arabia is an accident. I don't think the Andrew Jackson freakout is an accident. Look, if Donald Trump continues to succeed like he is succeeding, and the progress that comes from that in a short time, as you've seen it happen in for instance, on the economy, regulation, things they've done, the Democratic Party, now known as the mob party, right, now known as the Heidi Heitkamp party, where you have to purport to be somebody you're not in your state to get elected. You're fake. It's not fake news. It's a fake politician. It's over. It's done. Finito. It's gone. So they know that big time. One programming note. I would love it if you would, if you're in the Bismarck area tonight, 7:30, go out and honor some vets. The Native American Honor Flight coming back Bismarck tonight, 7:30, and they need some peeps there. So it'd be great. Let me go through the rest of the top 15. that will consume our coverage between now and Election Day. We gave you the top five earlier, but it's the Senate race. It's Measure 3 at number 2, tied with the House race at number 3, Measure 1 at 4, and Sheriff races at 5. Here's the rest of the 10. Are you ready for this? Some of these are issues, which I found is interesting, and that's fine. But the ones that are not are Measure number 4, also the judges, state's attorneys. Didn't even think of the state's attorney races, but a few of you brought that up. Measure 2 is on the list. Specifically, voting and the integrity of the election, the Secretary of State candidates came up. District 35, we have a lot of legislative races to cover. Farm bill, open borders, illegal aliens, defense and national security, Second Amendment rights. These are things that came up in enough of a repetition to make the top 15. Pretty amazing. We'll start tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.